We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello, splendid viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Souk Batur, Siling Province, channel 30 on Mimi Mongols. In Darhun Olds Province, channel 8 on Darhun Broadcasting System. In Cha, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, channel 47, and Orange Cable Companies, channel 65. In O'Toole, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarine. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjia Lua Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Ilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, channel 105 on Mincheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. for your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Sweden looks to eco-friendly products. In humanitarian news, Sudanese altruists provide clean water for locals. In noble action news, an American hero saves a woman and her twin girls from a river. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, August 20th, is Hungary's National Day. Also known as St. Stephen's Day, it pays tribute to the much-revered St. Stephen, the first king of Hungary, considered to be the founder of the Hungarian state. Located northwest of Romania, Hungary is home to Lake Balaton, Central Europe's largest lake. Budapest, including the banks of the Danube, the Buda Castle Quarter, and Andrássy Avenue, make up one of Hungary's 8 United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization World Heritage Sites. May the Hungarian citizens have a joyful St. Stephen's Day.
Flying News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from China. On July 25th, seven cities and other parts of Hunan were flooded, affecting 1.3 million people, with at least 12 fatalities, 3,200 homes collapsed, and 14,000 others damaged. On July 29, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $15,000, an amount that could purchase $118,000 in emergency supplies if obtained in the United States based on China's cost of living. As per Supreme Master Qinghai's request, the following are the latest updates. With Master's permission, we would like to share the following report.
August 13, 2009, Most Compassionate Master, regarding flood relief work in Hunan Province, China. We began our mission on August 2nd and delivered over 175 bags of rice to the Hongjian District and Wang Mao County, giving monetary support to families in need. On August 5th, we sent 220 bags of rice and 100 buckets of cooking oil to an afflicted village of Dongkou County, giving money to four worst-affected families. The villagers shed tears of gratitude, saying they would never forget Master's kindness. They even delayed their meals to repair the road for us to leave and saw us off with firecrackers.
On August 6, we sent enough rice and cooking oil to support 49 families for 2 months to Tsingshan County. In addition, relief items were given to a local officer to deliver to an isolated village. We also sent 282 bags of rice to two villages, particularly vulnerable to floods and drought. Throughout our relief work, we handed out SOS flyers to inform people of the benefits of being vegan. Thank you so much, Master, for your immense love and blessing. Hunan Relief Team, China.
We thank Supreme Master Qinghai for allowing us to share these details with our concerned viewers and our association's foreign group for providing this report. Our sincere appreciation, all local officials, for your kind assistance. We are especially grateful for Supreme Master Qinghai's caring benevolence to all in need and to our association's relief team for their dedicated endeavors.
We pray for the quick recovery of the flood-afflicted persons to the normalcy of their daily lives and that humanity adopts more compassionate standards to protect our beautiful planet.
Tornadoes touched down in the Philippines. The province of Pampanga was struck by one wind funnel that took a life, while a second tornado swept through the adjacent Bulacan province where three people were injured and both business and residential structures damaged. Bulacan's governor ordered relief operations to be carried out with assistance provided to the affected families. We are grateful for the timely and meaningful efforts of Bulacan government officials. Our sincere sympathies for the one who perished, as we also pray for the soon recovery of the injured persons and their communities' return to normalcy. Let us meanwhile strive to lessen such disturbances through our greater kindness toward all beings.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. thank you, or the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Intensive pig farmer fined for animal cruelty after an animal rights activist filmed the conditions at an Australian pig farm in Tasmania. Magistrate John Meyer fined the owner on charges of animal welfare violations. He further stated that the deplorable state of some of the facility's 1,800 pigs brought into question the viability of intensive pig farms. Police found sows with maggots crawling out of their bodies, while several were emaciated. Access to water was irregular and pens had not been cleaned for months. Despite a long-term illness, one pig had been kept in an attempt to make her gain weight for slaughter and sale. Following the court's ruling, the farmer indicated his intent to quit the business.
The often unspeakable conditions of pig farms are amplified by the sheer numbers involved in most factory farm situations, where thousands of animals are raised in confined conditions, inhaling the bacteria and toxic fumes of their own waste. Such an atmosphere of extreme filth inevitably leads to diseases such as swine flu, the most recent being the current pandemic, H1N1 strain.
And with the spread of these facilities around the world and the increasing contact of people from various parts of the world, it allows increased opportunity for strains to mutate and survive.
Swine flu has now sickened millions of people, though it is impossible to test every single case. The official count grows daily, with 243,587 confirmed cases in nearly 180 countries and territories, and 2,349 fatalities. The European Union notably reported 762 new cases in a 24-hour period. Confirmed fatalities rose in New Zealand, Israel, South Australia, Brazil, and Spain, where the first loss of a child brought the country's total perished to 12. In addition, the Mediterranean island of Malta just announced her first swine flu death.
Magistrate Meyer and Tasmania, we appreciate your humane ruling. Our sympathies to those who have lost their loved ones to this unnecessary virus, resulting ultimately from the demand for pig meat. May all people protect themselves from the current swine flu and any future pandemics by adopting the safe organic vegan diet today.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living. Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious, life-saving food. Percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc. 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc. 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc. 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules, are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and Pace disease, or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good, its health, its economy, its ecology, its compassion, its peace, its noble.
For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below, al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vegsoc.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Journalist Mr. Robert Novak remembered. The U.S. journalist and television commentator passed away on Tuesday at the age of 78. In his long-standing role as co-host of CNN's Crossfire and columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times, Mr. Novak was known for his direct style and quest for honesty. In tribute, Mr. Novak's colleagues at the Chicago Sun-Times said, "His most enduring legacy may well be his work to pass down generation to generation his love of this country, its traditions, and its values that guided his life and work. Our condolences to the family and friends of Mr. Robert Novak, whose unique contributions will be missed. May he rest peacefully in heaven's everlasting love and light."
Israel halts new construction bids in West Bank. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Defense Minister Ehud Barak, and Housing Minister Ariel Attayas reached an agreement to stop issuing new tenders in Palestine's West Bank until at least early 2010. The decision was greeted by U.S. President Barack Obama as a move in the direction of Middle East peace. "Our appreciation, Your Excellencies, for your harmonizing decision. May yours and all leaders' efforts continue toward the noble goal of peaceful coexistence among Israeli and Palestinian brethren everywhere."
North Korea eases travel from South Korea. Following a visit between South Korea's Hyundai Group Chairwoman Hyun Jong-un and Supreme Leader Kim Jong-il of the Democratic People's Republic of North Korea, a plan to allow some tourism from South Korea was announced. North Korea will also resume the program of reuniting separated families in time for the holiday Chuseok or Mid-Autumn Festival in early October. "Our gratitude, Chairwoman Hyun Jong-un, Supreme Leader Kim Jong-il, and North Korea for these gestures of reconciliation and goodwill. May the people of the Korean Peninsula be blessed with brotherly friendship and peace."
Egyptian President visits Washington, D.C. Arriving to visit for the first time in more than 5 years, Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak met with President Barack Obama. The two leaders discussed such matters as Egypt's human rights reforms, as well as their mutual support of efforts to advance the Israeli-Palestinian peace process.
"Egypt is uniquely positioned in some ways, having very strong relationships with Israel, with the Palestinians, and with other Arab states, and President Mubarak has as much experience in the region as anybody."
أنا أحب أضيف على كلام الرئيس أوباما عدة نقاط. هو الهدف اللي احنا بنعمله دلوقتي، عاوزين نجيب الطرفين يقعدوا مع بعض، وعشان الطرفين يجوا مع بعض لازم يكون في شيء من الجانب الإسرائيلي وجزء من الجانب الفلسطيني. فإذا جلس الطرفين مع بعض وبدأوا المباحثات،
"Our respectful accolades, Your Excellencies, for your amicable meeting, wishing both your nations flourishing prosperity and shared understanding."
Save Our Planet, the common cause of global warming and swine flu. A recent conference in Bangkok, Thailand, featured the premiere of the Alaksis, or Vietnamese, editions of The Dogs in My Life and The Noble Wilds, two number one international best-selling books written by Supreme Master Ching Hai.
In a question and answer session, honored guest Supreme Master Ching Hai shared via video conference her deep insight in connecting seemingly such modern issues as climate change disasters and the swine flu pandemic.
"We have produced a lot of negative energy by killing billions and billions of innocent sentient lives and killing millions of our fellow humans even over millennia, directly or indirectly. Directly is through war. Indirectly is through disease that we make ourselves, like with the bubonic plague, pneumonic plague, and now swine flu, bird flu, etc. It is not a coincidence that the main cause of global warming is meat eating. And many of the leading health problems in our world are also derived from meat eating.
It comes from how we treat the animals. So that's something that has to change sooner or later.
Dignitaries and other members of the public attending shared their responses to the book premiere and climate change video conference preceding it, which was also graced by Supreme Master Qinghai's presence and wisdom.
Very definitely got some good information presented on methane emissions from the animal industry, and it's something I will definitely take back with me.
So meat eating is cruelty to animals. Meat eating is cruelty to our well-being. Meat eating is cruelty to our children's well-being. Meat eating is cruelty to the planet. Be vegan, and we will never have to suffer many of these kinds of consequences ever, ever again.
Our appreciation, all conference participants, for your caring presence. We are most grateful to Supreme Master Qinghai, whose deep compassion, as expressed through her heartfelt books and speech, resonates in many people. May we renew our spirit of compassion to protect the precious lives of all beings on Earth.
Save our planet. Pesticides causing frog population declines. Research conducted at Southern Illinois University Carbondale in the USA has found that atmospheric contamination from chemicals used in California's Central Valley's farms is fatal to frogs in the nearby Sierra Mountains.
Of the hundreds of thousands of pounds of pesticides that are distributed to the farmlands by planes each year, some percentage is carried by the wind to the mountains. There it can go directly to streams as well as land on snowpack, which then melts and travels to the streams just as the frogs are hatching. The implications are dire for amphibians worldwide, wherever this method of insecticide distribution is used.
We are saddened to know of the lethal impact of pesticides on our amphibian co-inhabitants. May more and more farmers choose organic vegan growing methods, bringing a world that is safe for all beings.
During the July 2008 Heart Touch Tour video conference in Formosa, or Taiwan, Supreme Master Qinghai emphasized the need to preserve our ecosystem by halting the use of such chemicals.
Farm animals get sick due to pesticides. Fish die because of farming insecticides, pesticides, etc. While species suffer similar fates because we also drain our chemical substance, insecticides, pesticides, into the rivers, into the lakes, into the ocean. So we lost many of these precious species. We lost many, many of us because they are us. So we must protect the environment. If the environments are friendly and conducive to a healthy lifestyle, then the wild will have no problem.
Save Our Planet. US-based Ford Motor Company develops an intelligent vehicle-to-grid communication system for its plug-in hybrid electric vehicles that allows the operator to program directly such variables as when to recharge the vehicle, for how long, and at what utility rate.
Save Our Planet, the corporate social responsibility newswire, an online news agency with business readers from over 200 countries, publishes an article recommending reduced meat consumption due to its role in causing global warming.
Save Our Planet, US-based nonprofit Kenneth Lee Foundation, is helping Bolivian farmers in the Amazon reclaim the farming techniques of their ancestors using 2-meter-high raised beds to protect against climate change, reduce deforestation, and improve food security.
Hello, I am Jonty the Gorilla, a natural vegetarian, with a tip of the day. When enjoying a pleasant evening outdoors, there are some ways you can help safely repel mosquitoes. For example, you can use marigold, rosemary, and citronella grass around your deck, patio, or garden. They also can be a nice decorative touch to these areas. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Let's now take a look at the worldwide weather.
In environmental news, Sweden encourages consumers to choose the most eco-friendly foods. The country is planning to label items that have been produced using 25% less greenhouse gases than others in the same category. The entire process from the farm to being sold is considered. The marking will make it easier for customers to make selections with lower carbon footprints. Kudos Sweden for this forward-thinking green action. May our Earth be saved through concerted efforts by all citizens in global unity.
In humanitarian news, Sudanese natives bring fresh water to the nation. Mr. Salvadut and Mr. Deptwani, now based in the United States, are together digging wells in remote Sudanese villages. Mr. Dut, founder of the nonprofit organization Water for Sudan, has helped create wells in 43 villages since inaugurating the project in 2003. He spends about 6 months a year in Sudan supervising the drilling of wells and training locals how to maintain them. During the rest of the year, Mr. Dut raises funds to support this important work. Heaven bless you, Mr. Salva Dut and Mr. Deptwani, for your kind-hearted efforts. May the quality of life of many Sudanese villagers be greatly improved with available and clean water. Coming up, a mother and her 5-year-old twins are rescued by a hero. We'll let the cat out and come right back. More befitting news soon on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, distinguished news for a brilliant world. In noble action news, an American hero saves a woman and her twin girls. Mr. Dave Proudfoot jumped into Detroit River to rescue a mother and her 5-year-old daughters. They were in a vehicle that had accidentally plunged into the river. With the assistance of a few other individuals, Mr. Proudfoot pulled the locked minivan to the dock, where mother and children emerged unharmed. God bless you, Mr. Dave Proudfoot, and kind helpers. May the fortunate family have many years of celebrations together with gratitude in divine miracles.
For Mr. Proudfoot's brave and selfless deed, Free Master Qinghai is honoring him with a Shining World Hero Award. Let's now enjoy a joke told in Creole entitled The Talking Frog.
Papa moi qui gagne 75 ans, t'as fait un pauvre nan habituel li nan pak la, le li tende yon ti voix tout petit qui relil. Hé, monsieur, psst, monsieur, papa gade patou, et li wè yon ti gounou ki chita nan gazon et ki tap gade. Eh, monsieur, dit Gounouille là, il y a mis chan sorcier fait magie sous moi et changé ma Gounouille toute laide. Si ou bon mon Thibaut, m'a prévenu belle princesse que moi t'ayé et m'a toujours reconnaissant pour ça. Papa baisse main li pour prendre Gounouille là, li mette l dans poche li et commence à marcher. Gounouille arrive, et monsieur, ou pas attendez samedi, sur bas mon Thibaut, ma vine ou une belle princesse, j'en m'teye en vent. Papa me répondit, m'tendez oui, mais là je m'arrive à, m'pito en Gounouille qui ka parle.
And now, for our viewers' heartline on A Voice for Animals, defenseanimals.org. As featured on Animal World, our co-inhabitants.
Felicitamos a DefensaAnimal.org por su activismo y su voluntad de defender a todos los animales. Gracias a Luis Pérez por su manera tan clara de explicar el especismo y el veganismo. Estamos con vosotros 100%.
Gentle viewer, like you, we applaud DefenseAnimal.org and all the individuals and organizations that are working hard to return dignity and happiness to our animal friends. Together, we can build a world of compassion for humans and animals alike. May the light of heaven illuminate all beings on our shared planet.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com. the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. It's been a pleasure to spend time with you on Noteworthy News.
May celestial glory shine on your life.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Thailand and the Philippines join at least 72 countries and 16 international organizations that have donated almost $2.8 million to those affected by Typhoon Morakot in Formosa or Taiwan.
By Supreme Court order, all establishments in Gujarat and Rajasthan, India, selling non-vegetarian food will cease operation for 9 days to respectfully honor the Jain festival of Parashan Parva.
Bioscience engineering researchers at Tehran University of Medical Sciences have created Iran's first artificial lung using cost-effective hollow fiber membranes.
The Kuwait Red Crescent Society, or KRCS, sends 14 trucks loaded with 280 tons of food to assist the Palestinian people in Gaza Strip.
The state government of California, USA, is offering to pay off student loans for new physicians in exchange for their commitment to work for several years serving less fortunate neighborhoods.
Academic Dr. Yuri Davis, who teaches Judaic studies at Palestine's Al Quds University, has been elected the first Jewish member of Fatah.
European scientists discovered that the blue-tipped bird lines its nests with aromatic plants that have antibacterial properties to create a more hygienic environment for their chicks' survival.
The late former Zambian president, Levi Mwanawasa, is honored in a memorial service for his endeavors to promote good governance and honesty.
The United Kingdom holds Open Memory Championships in London, where 26 contestants from 11 countries are challenged for their best recalling abilities over a two-day event.
During his visit to Uruguay, Mexican President Felipe Calderon and President Javier Vazquez signed several agreements, including a $500 million cooperative fund that prioritizes social development in both countries.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.